from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump meeting today at the White House. Donald Trump will meet with President Barack Obama to begin the gradual transfer of power so that Trump is ready to be sworn in on January 20th. Mr. Obama called the peaceful transition of power one of the hallmarks of U.S. democracy. The United Nations warns that besieged eastern Aleppo and northern Syria faces mass starvation this winter if U.N. aid agencies are blocked from distributing desperately needed food supplies to 250,000 trapped civilians. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United Nations says it fears winter will be a killer in too many places throughout Syria. UN Special Advisor Jan Egeland says there's particular concern about how 250,000 people in eastern Aleppo will survive the harsh winter months.
The last time East Aleppo was reached with significant humanitarian supplies was in the beginning of July, in the middle of the summer.
The United Nations has presented a new proposal for averting a humanitarian catastrophe this winter. The initiative calls for the Russian-Syrian side and opposition groups to allow food and other urgent relief supplies into eastern Aleppo. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Regarding the outcome of the U.S. presidential election, Egeland says he believes U.S.-Russian engagement and cooperation in tackling humanitarian and political issues in Syria will continue. World reaction elsewhere from the election. At a news conference today, French President Francois Hollande. He says the election of Donald Trump as the American president forces Europeans to be clear and lucid and capable of overcoming the challenges they face. We will have to define with the